Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, May 9th, 2012. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest on such celebrities as John Travolta, the Beastie Boys, Michael Strahan, Faith Evans, and Shaquille O'Neal, as well as the latest on how VH1 plans to celebrate Whitney Houston's legacy and why Bruno Mars is going to lock himself up in the studio. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
Is this radio spot where Nikki Baker's life, it would start pretty normal, like this.
And about this far in, Nikki would drop out of high school.
Here, she'd be forced to work two jobs, but then she'd decide to earn her GED diploma. It would be the beginning of a brighter future. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion. Real life check mechanism. Yah, 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 yah.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal for rap. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you'd like to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, and if you'd like to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way, you will get a reminder when the next time I will be on the air live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, That's Entertainment has a Facebook page. Just type in That's Entertainment, the radio station, in the search box and click on the like button. That is THAT apostrophe S, Entertainment, and click on the like button. You will see a logo with the Hollywood spotlights and the film reels in front. Or you can always go to the link at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Currently, the temperature in the NY is a rainy and cloudy 64 degrees. Before I get started with the first story of the day, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone that followed me on Twitter, and especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And speaking of Twitter, if you like to follow me, I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And if you'd like to befriend me on Facebook, just look me up under my name, Tammy Jones-Gibbs. I would also like to give a shout-out to everyone that's in the chat room and everyone on the phone lines. Thank you for listening to the show today. So how is everyone? How's everyone's week has been so far? If this is your first time listening to the show, I'd like to say welcome. Last month, That's Entertainment celebrated its second anniversary right here on Blog Talk Radio. So for my first-time listeners, if you like the show and you like to know what's going on, if you'd like to know what's going on in the world of Hollywood, click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. And I'd like to say thank you again to all my loyal listeners for tuning into the show from the very beginning and tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest news info in the world of entertainment. Thanks again, and again, here's to many more years to come. And also, if you are a first-time guest, for all the guests that are in the chat room, if you want to register as a listener, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and register. It's free. All you have to do is just give yourself a name, and you can tune in week in, every Wednesday, Wednesday afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the East Coast. And, yeah, just register as a listener. It's www.blogtalkradio.com and register as a listener. It is free. So let's get started. A lot of things has been going on this week. I don't even know where to begin, but we're going to get the ball rolling by talking about John Travolta. He is in the news this week. He has been accused of in a second case of a sexual battery and harassment. The Saturday Night Fever actor had a lawsuit filed against him last Friday, May 4, which claimed he had made inappropriate advances toward a masseuse during a session at a resort in the Los Angeles area. Travolta is now facing a second lawsuit after another masseuse filed similar claims yesterday, according to Radar Online, allegedly similar behavior at a resort in Atlanta, Georgia. Both plaintiffs are represented by Pasadena, California attorney Corey Acarocha and has remained anonymous, seeking $2 million in damages. Travolta's lawyer, Marty Singer, said in a statement that this second anonymous claim is just as absurd and ridiculous as the first one. The alleged first incident took place at a Beverly Hills hotel in January, and the accuser's attorney claimed to have evidence to support the allegations. Singer said yesterday that he intends to have the first claimant allegation disproved in court and may then launch a countersuit for malicious prosecution. And here's the latest. It just came over the wire that they have proof that one of the claims is likely to be false and has been brought to light. TMZ claimed that they have two evidence that John Travolta was not in Los Angeles the day he was said to be making sexual advances at the first masseuse. One of the proof was a photo of the 58-year-old that was confirmed to have been taken on January 16, 2011, right here in New York City. Another one was a meal received from the city's Mr. Chow on the same day. If for those who are not familiar, Mr. Chow is a popular restaurant here in the city. There is no clue that they can verify that the receipt did belong to John Travolta, but the gossip site pointed out that the $100 tip and the actor's habits of giving generous tips. As for the second lawsuit, Travolta is facing, they said that the allegations was absurd and ridiculous. Apparently, this stems off from they were saying that John Travolta was making advances to the masseuse, asking the masseuse he was naked, and he was asking the masseuse to massage certain areas, and it's just crazy. But John Travolta he's adamant about trying to straighten out this situation and to also sue them, because this is kind of similar to the same situation that Justin Bieber went through when Mariah Yeager claimed that Justin Bieber was the father of her child, and Justin Bieber said that he was going to sue her for everything because it's these false claims, and they don't want these so-called people or strangers to get away with it, So best of luck to John Travolta. The Beastie Boys, get this, was sued the day before Adam, a.k.a. MCA Yacht's death. It has been revealed the group has been accused of wrongfully sampling material from a hip-hop label catalog on their first two albums, License to Ill and Paul's Boutique. Tough America alleged that the band and Universal Music Group use a song by the group, Trouble Funk, titled Say What, and that it can be recognized in the Beastie Boys' track, Chirac. They also claimed that Car Theft sample, Trouble Funk, dropped the bomb and alleged that more material of the same track also showed up on Beastie Boys' song Hold It, Now Hit It, and the new style from their 1986 debut, License to Ill. The two surviving members of the Beastie Boys, Mike D. Diamond and Adam Horovitz, has not commented on the lawsuit, but the prosecuting company's attorney has released a statement following Yacht's death on May 4th at the age of 47. Kelly Talcott told E! News, quote, that she was very sorry to hear about MCA's untimely passing and can assure that the unfortunate timing of the filing of the Turf America's complaint had nothing to do with his health. So, yeah, they filed, I mean, the day after MCA passed, here's this lawsuit that's brought against them. So I wish the Beastie Boys nothing but the best. I really do. Michael Strahan is reportedly the leading contender to replace Regis Philbin on Live with Kelly. The NFL great is a favorite of Live with Kelly producer following his 9 guest hosting stunt in the last 6 months. A source told Hollywood Live all bets are on Michael Strahan. He's funny, he does well on camera, and he gets along really fabulous with Kelly Ripa. Michael is the top name that is seriously being thrown around right now. Kelly Ripa recently ruled out that her husband, Mark Casuelos, will become a permanent Live with Kelly presenter, explaining that he doesn't see how they could stay married and do the show both. Ripa has also co-hosted with guests including Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump, Dana Carvey, Neil Patrick Harris, and Nick Lachey since Philbin departed Live with Kelly in November after 29 years. And you never guess who is the latest celebrity that owes money to the IRS. R&B singer Faith Evans is the latest celebrity, and according to TMZ, the state of California has issued a big lien against the singer. The state of California Tax Franchise Board filed papers recently that claim Evans failed to fully pay her taxes to the Golden State for the years 2008, 2009, and 2010. In total, she owes $60,000. If Evan doesn't cough up the cash soon, the state could go after any assets she owns, like her homes, cars, and bank accounts. And it's so funny because just last week on the show, my friend Mr. Magic, we was talking about how these celebrities go unnoticed for years with not paying their taxes, but they come after the little people like you and I. And they demand the money. They send you letters. They threaten to garnish your check for measly pennies, $100, $200. And, I mean, they will keep harassing you until they get their money. But, meanwhile, celebrities go unnoticed for years. Nobody's coming after them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think celebrities do get special treatment when it comes to taxes. But, you know, I'm sorry to hear about Faith Evans, but you know what? At the same time, I'm not surprised because, like I was saying last week on the show, every other week or every month, some celebrity is caught owing Uncle Sam back taxes. So I wish you the best of luck on that, Faith. Shaquille O'Neal can now add doctor to his resume. The 4-time NBA champion received his doctoral degree in education from Barry University on Saturday, May 5th. He was one of 1,100 students presented with their degree at multiple commencement ceremonies at the James L. Knight Center in downtown Miami. Wearing a custom-made bright red, extra, extra, extra large robe for the special day, the 7'1", 325-pound former athlete kneeled down before Dr. David M. Kopp so that the chairman of the university organization learning and leadership program could drape a light blue hood around his neck. To the amusement of the crowd, he then lifts Kopp into the air. Before walking off the stage, Shaq gave a big hug to Sister Linda Belasca, the president of the private Catholic school. It was reported that the 40-year-old who achieved a cumulative GPA of 3.8 and completed 54 credit hours. He also posed for a photograph before high-fiving a row of graduates on the way back to the sea. Shaq left Louisiana State University early to pursue a career in the NBA, but went back to earn a Bachelor of Science in General Studies in 2000. The athlete, who has played for Orlando Magic and Los Angeles Lakers, among others, didn't stop there. He got his MBA through an online program from the University of Phoenix in 2005. So now we can now call Shaq Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. So congratulations, Shaq. Good work. Good job. Good job. Right now we got have here 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs, where every week, every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of Hollywood and what's going on with your favorite celebrities, please click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. Also, That's Entertainment has a fan page, so just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Tell a friend about the show, tell a friend about the fan page, and That's Entertainment also has a Twitter account. Just go to That's Entertain, the number one, on Twitter, or you can follow me at Stiletto14, Stiletto, and the number 14. Right now we have a caller live on the air, and this caller is calling right here in the city. We got 212 on the air.
Hey, Tammy, it's Mocker over at Pix 11 News.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just killing some time on my lunch hour, and I saw that that entertainment was going on, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Greg, for tuning in.
Well, and you're talking about Shaquille O'Neal. You know, I ran into him in Arizona. I used to work there, and he wanted to, you know, there was briefly a time when he was even considering running for sheriff down there in Arizona. He got made an honorary deputy as well.
Really? Wow. Wow.
Well, so he's a man of many talents, I guess.
Yes,
so.
He is.
Can you imagine him pulling you over? he'd just be like, okay, whatever you want, right?
That's true.
Larger-than-life guy. Then maybe one day he'd go into politics or something. I think he's had some things that may be stopping that since then, but who knows? You never know what will happen with folks. So how you doing?
I'm great, great. Love your show. I always tune in every night at 10 p.m.
Appreciate that. Well, I cover a lot of MTA stuff and stuff about the city government and potholes and sidewalks and late trains and how the MTA spends all their money. So, you know, I ask you guys to support me. I always try to pop in on what everybody's doing on Facebook or on their Twitter, that too. So, you know,
yeah.
Keep it up and get out there and spread the word. And if you got something going on in your neighborhood, you can always call me or call Tammy and she can let me know. But,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate it, Greg, because a lot of times we as New Yorkers, we always are in the dark when it comes to transit and MTA and the whole transit system. But we really appreciate you doing these stories and keeping us informed.
Well, and everybody has a lot going on. If you're raising a family or you're trying to get, you're just trying to make ends meet or put food on the table or just have a nice life. This is my thing. I like going to the MTA meetings and looking through the agendas and figuring out what's going on. And then asking the questions to the people who are rearranging the schedules about do they know the impact that it has? Have they studied it? When you cut the buses, what does that really mean for people that are waiting there that long? So that's my thing, and I'm glad to be able to do it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling
in. Just want to say hi.
Thank you.
I'll follow you on Twitter. See you later.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye. If you are just tuning in, we have here 20 minutes after the hour. You are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Right now, Bruno Mars is back in the news, and if you guys are a big fan of Bruno Mars, he had just revealed that he's going to lock himself in the studio to complete work on his new album. The singer is currently working on material for the follow-up to his 2010 debut record, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, which reached number 3 on the Billboard charts. Mars recently explained that his collaboration with Travis McCoy, titled Billionaire, was inspired by him feeling ripped off by a bureau de-chain. The star debut album, Doo-Wop and Hooligan, has sold over 5 million copies worldwide since its release. Grammy winner Chris Brown launched his new exclusive line of collectible toys called Dumb English with designer Ron English on May 2nd in Hollywood, California. Breezy signed autographs and took photos with fans as he premiered his newest business venture. A video chronicling the creative process behind the making of the collection was on display, including sketches and molding. Brown and English also painted together for guests on a life-size Dumb English sculpture. A huge fan of English, Chris Breezy recently stated, quote, that Ron English is the most creative artist I've seen out here. His work is so precise, but at the same time so unorthodox. I think it's incredible to be able to see him do what he does and be a fan, unquote. All proceeds will go to Symphonic Love Foundation, which aims to provide support and funding for arts programs dedicated to women and the artistic development of children. Depending on the success of the first launch of the initial 1,000 pieces, Dumb English plans on product expansion with sneakers, fashion, etc. Brown is scheduled to release his fifth studio album, Fortune, on July 3rd. And I don't know if you guys tuned in Dancing with the Stars last night. Chris Brown performed his latest hit, Turn Up the Music, which he did a great job. So shout out there to Team Breezy. And as usual, we wish Chris Brown the best of luck on his new venture. Rihanna is getting ready to perform on American Idol's grand finale later this month. It has been confirmed. Broadcasters Fox released a statement yesterday confirming that the Talk That Talk singer will perform her new single, Where Have You Been, on Wednesday, May 23rd. Previous performers this season have included Coldplay, Lana Del Rey, Nicki Minaj, and Katy Perry, while numerous Idol alumni, including last year's winner Scotty McCreery, have also returned to the show. American Idol judge Jennifer Lopez will perform during this week's results show on Thursday, May 10. It was rumored earlier this year that producers were talking to Rihanna and former boyfriend Chris Brown about the possibility of a duet following their collaboration on remixes of each other's song. Four singers, Holly Kalavana, Joshua Ledet, Philip Phillips, and Jessica Sanchez are still in contention for the American Idol title. America Idol airs on Fox. Law and Order Special Victim Unit showrunner Warren Light has said that he wants the show to surpass 14 seasons. The NBC series has been down in ratings following the departure of Light's predecessor Neil Bear and lead actor Christopher Maloney at the end of season 12 last year. Speaking to TV Guy, Light said he is hoping that a potential 14th season of Law and Order will not merely be a way to conclude the show. Light also insists that SVU will not resort to gimmicks in an attempt to win viewers, saying, quote, I don't think we'll do an all-musical episode or a Christmas episode or anything like that, unquote. It was confirmed last month that Law & Order star Mariska Hargitay has committed to a 14th season. Law & Order Special Victim continues tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on NBC. Burn Notice fans have been given the opportunity to choose a new title sequence for its sixth season. Viewers of the USA Network show will be able to vote for their favorite clip on Burn Notice Fan Vote. .com or the show's official fan book page. Voting opens later today and closes on May 23rd. Burn Notice creator Matt Nix told TV Guide that the show will be giving a new title sequence in order to incorporate a number of character changes. The new Burn Notice title will premiere along with the show's sixth season on June 14th. Jermaine Paul has been crowned the winner of the second season of The Voice. The former Alicia Keys backup singer, who was mentored by Coach Blake Shelton, won the grand prize yesterday night at the live finale, beating out runner-up Juliet Sims, third-place contestant Tony Luca, and fourth-place finisher Chris Mann. The two-hour broadcast saw several past contestants returning to sing with the finalists one last time. Sims shared the stage with Aaron Willett, Ray Lynn, and Jamar Rogers for a cover of With a Little Help from My Friend, while Mann was joined by Lindsay Papio and Katrina Parker on the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony. Luca reunited with Hortus Unca for a new take on Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. And finally, Paul chose Jamar Rogers, James Mason, and Pip to help out in the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. The finale also includes performances from Justin Bieber, who sang his latest single, Boyfriend, for the first time on live TV. In addition, Hall and Oates took to the stage for a rendition of their hit single, Rich Girl, and Lady Antebellum sang Wanted You More. Finally, Flo Rida decided upon a medley of his singles, Whistle and Wild Ones, which helped with help from Sims. The Voice airs on NBC. And a sequel to The Avengers is already in the works, according to Disney. Studio execs confirmed on Tuesday that the Marvel superhero film, which opens to a record-breaking $200 million in the box office, will receive another installment. The Avengers featured an all-star cast, including Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, and Jeremy Renner. Director Joss Whedon recently said that people are all isolated, like the characters in The Avengers, who luckily work out their problems by collaborating. Whedon had also announced plans to adapt The Astonishing X-Men as a novel series. And guess who died? Author Maurice Sendak has passed away. He was only 83. His longtime editor, Michael DiCapio, confirmed to the New York Times that he died in Danbury, Connecticut, from complications arising from a recent stroke. The writer was best known for his 1963 children picture book, Where the Wild Things Are. The book was made into a feature film of the same name in 2009. Sendak was born in Brooklyn, New York, on June 10, 1928, as the youngest of three children. While at high school, he became an illustrator for All American Comics before working as a window dresser for New York toy store FAO Swartz. After illustrating Marcel Aimé's The Wonderful Farm in 1951, Sendak produced nearly 50 illustrated children books in the 1950s. He gained worldwide acclaim with Where the Wild Things Are in 1963, winning the 1964 Canniscott Medal for the book the following year. The success was followed by other works, including 1970s In the Night Kitchen. So all our condolences goes to Mr. Sendak, because I don't know anybody who have not read Where the Wild Things Are. I don't know anybody. I mean, I think I would put Mr. Sendak up there with Dr. Seuss, because, you know, like Dr. Seuss, you don't know anybody who haven't read a Dr. Seuss book. So my condolences go to his friends and his family. Right now we have here 28 minutes in the hour. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. And That's Entertainment is also on Facebook. We have a fan page, so just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio and click the like button. Tell a friend about the show. And we're also on Twitter. That's Entertain One. That's thatsentertain1. Or you can also follow me. I go by Stiletto 14, STILETTO, and the number 14. Before I take a break, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone that's in the chat room. We got Delicious Talk. Hi, Delicious. How you doing? doing, and we got guest 2261. Thank you guys for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. When we come back from the break, we're going to find out why will.i.am came under fire from the executives of The Voice UK after he was tweeting. And we're going to find the latest health conditions on Tracy Morgan. Once again, he for some reason, every time he goes out west, he apparently falls under the weather. And Vivica A. Fox is going to be heading back to television. We're going to find out which role she's going to be playing in. All those stories are going to be coming up in the half hour, so stay tuned. are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Giver. Every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m., I bring you the latest in entertainment news and celebrity gossip. If you'd like to know more about the show, please click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. And for all our new listeners, if you'd like to register and listen to the show on a weekly basis, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and register as a listener. It is free. And right now we have here 25 minutes left in the show. And if you'd like to make a comment about any of the stories that I mentioned so far, please give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Bobby Brown and his longtime girlfriend Alicia Etheridge will get married next month on the weekend of June 15. The couple, who has one son, age 3, will hold the nuptials in Hawaii, where his band members, New Edition, are booked to perform in Honolulu. According to TMZ, Brown will fly out some of his family members and friends to witness the ceremony he has called his big day. Brown and Etheridge has been engaged for 2 years now. He confirmed a wedding that will take place in June, when doing an interview with Matt Lowry on the Today Show, where he had talked about his ex-wife, Whitney Houston. Houston passed away in February just before the Grammy Awards were due to take place. She and Brown has one daughter, Bobby Christina. And speaking of Whitney Houston, VH1 is getting ready to honor her for her legacy. Just bear with me because I was trying to find the story. But, it's going to be she's going to be remembered in the next installment of VH1 Divas. The gig is going to be taped in Los Angeles in December with the late New Jersey singer, longtime musical director Ricky Minor. He's going to be serving as the executive producer. Now, according to the publication, the tribute has already received the blessing of Whitney's family as well as her label partners at Sony. Musical guests who are going to perform for the special segment haven't been announced just yet. Since VH1 Divas premiered in 1998, Whitney has performed at the gig 3 times. The Bodyguard songstress made her first visit to the annual Star Study concert in 1999 before coming back in 2002 and 2003. Last year, the Divas paid homage to Amy Winehouse and celebrated soul-themed concert. Kelly Clarkson, Mary J. Blige, Florence and the Machine, Jennifer Hudson, Jill Scott, and Jessie J took to the stage as headliners. Nick Cannon has announced that he and his wife, Mariah Carey, are working on a new animated project together. The American Got Talent host revealed that the couple are developing a fantasy fairy tale center program that will be perfect for their 2-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, to enjoy. Cannon is also the executive producer of the upcoming Nickelodeon film Rags, and he went on to explain his interest in the project gearing toward a younger audience. Cannon said, quote, "It's one of those things where a lot of the stuff I'm going to be doing in the near future is going to be really family-driven just because of the fact being a father and wanting to be able to provide content for my kids. It makes you proud when you can have some work that your kids can go see," unquote. Cannon and Carey recently renewed their wedding vows atop of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. David E. Kelly's upcoming medical drama has been picked up for a full series by TNT. Monday Morning, which was originally titled Chelsea General, will broadcast a run of 10 episodes in the summer of 2013. The drama is based on producers and CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book of the same name. The Ally McBeal creator began working on the project last year, which follows 5 surgeons who come to terms with mistakes and issues at their hospital weekly Morbidity and Mortality Conference. Ving Rhames, Alfred Molina, Jamie Bamber, Jennifer Finnegan, Bill Irwin, Kong Sim, and Emily Swallow are among the cast members. Will.i.am has reportedly come under fire from executives of the UK's The Voice after excessive tweeting during the live show. According to The Mirror, the Black Eyed Peas singer was caught tweeting via his BlackBerry on 16 occasions during the the May 5th Saturday night broadcast of the program. Sources close to the show claim that bosses had reprimanded him, saying that this isn't tolerated whatsoever. We need to show more respect to the people at home. It's like he can't be bothered. This isn't a Mickey Mouse satellite channel. This is the BBC, where high production value are key, and he's making a mockery of the show. Will.i.am took to his official Twitter account to defend his action, insisting that live tweeting is a way for him to connect with viewers. Will.i.am said, quote, "If you saw me on my phone, I wasn't being rude. TV, phone, laptop, and tablet. If I don't tweet during live TV, I'm not connecting to people watching in a new way," unquote. The 37-year-old was recently criticized by some of his acts on the show for his lack of a connection with them due to frequent trips back to the U.S. He later dismissed the claim, saying that he got a very different approach and his coaching is like, hey, let's talk. And speaking of Will.i.am, Will.i.am and George Lucas will honor the legacy of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs at the 2012 Webby Awards. The duo are to join The Daily Show host Jon Stewart and artist Cindy Sherman to present a video tribute to the late Jobs. Former President Bill Clinton and ex-Vice President Al Gore will share their memories of Jobs as well. Jobs passed away last October at age 56 from pancreatic cancer, drawing remembrance on social medias from President Obama, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Ashton Kutcher, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. This year, Webby Awards are held at the Hammerstein Ballroom right here in New York City on May 21st. Actor Patton Oswalt is to host the gala. And Shakira is responsible, matter of fact, she's reportedly in the final stages of signing a $30 million deal with Sony. The singer left the company's Epic record label back in 2008 to sign an alleged $100 million deal with concert promoters from Live Nation. However, the star could be returning to Sony in a new partnership between the record label giant and Live Nation, which will be like part of a three-album deal. The partnership had been reached after Live Nation conceded that it will not focus on distributing albums in the future and will be returning to its roots of concert promotion. Shakira's 360 deal sees Live Nation take a cut of the revenue from merchandise, sponsorships, and even recorded music in addition to concerts. The new deal, thought to be worth $60 million, would see both Sony and Live Nation take a 50% cut. Madonna and Jay-Z are among the superstars who have signed 360 deals with Live Nation in recent years. Shakira's eighth studio album is expected to be released later this year. The star has teamed up with dance producer DJ Afrojack for the collection. Tracy Morgan was forced to cancel a stand-up comedy gig in Denver, Colorado over the weekend. The 30 Rock star axed the live appearance when he fell ill with flu-like symptoms as well as becoming dehydrated. Morgan apparently spent time in a Denver hospital on Saturday, May 5th, before flying back home to New York City on Monday, May 7th. The comic took to Twitter the other day to assure fans that he is beginning to feel better. He said, quote, "Feeling a little better, had to call in sick on Saturday. I'm sorry I had to cancel. Love you, Denver. I'll make it up to you," unquote. Morgan was previously hospitalized in January when he collapsed from exhaustion while promoting a Predisposed at Utah's Sundance Film Festival. It was reported on yesterday that 30 Rock bosses and NBC are close to finalizing a deal for a shortened seventh and final season. The child support case between Selma Hayek's husband and Linda Evangelista has been settled. The 46-year-old supermodel has been embroiled in a battle which saw her ask for $46,000 per month from Hayek's current partner, Francis Henry Pinot. Evangelista was due to take the stand in court on Monday. However, the New York Post reported that a deal was agreed before her appearance. Although the terms were undisclosed, the matter appeared to have been solved from both sides and are said to be happy with the results. Pinot's lawyer, David Arison, said outside the courtroom that everybody's glad for the sake and the benefit of the child that it's done. evangelista and billionaire businessman Pilar has a five-year-old son named Augustin Augie James together, while Panat married his current wife, actress Selma Hyatt, in 2009. Hyatt has a four-year-old daughter named Valentina with her husband. Panat also has two older children from a previous marriage, which ended in divorce in 2009. It was also only revealed last year that he had fathered Evangelista's child, and a representative for the star had no comment to make on the outcome of the case. And Mila Kunis was a victim of a crazed stalker who went to the lengths of breaking into her house back in January. Stuart Dunn violated the court order to stay away from the actress for 3 years when he was caught in front of her gym on Friday, May 4th. According to TMZ, Dunn actually had been looking for the 28-year-old actress at the facility for 3 days in a row. Kunis, who was freaked out by his presence, told her assistant to report to the police on Thursday night. The next day, Kunis allegedly hid inside her car before the police arrived to detain the man. Authorities said that there was not enough evidence to arrest Dunn following Friday's incident. The homeless man was sent to a mental facility for evaluation. Although free, he could be arrested when the investigation is completed. Dunn broke into Kunis' house back in January and pleaded no contest to unauthorized entry into a home. He was given 36 months probation and ordered to stay away from the actress. And DUI is the latest in a string of troubles that Lost actor Matthew Fox has gotten into. The actor was busted for drunk driving on Friday, May 4th. That was Friday morning in Oregon. According to TMZ, Fox was driving with a passenger on his way to grab a late-night dinner at a fast food restaurant. He was arrested at 3:23 a.m. for suspicion of driving while intoxicated. The 45-year-old was taken into custody and released later that day. Fox's reputation was put on jeopardy when it was reported that he had an affair with a stripper in 2009. The married actor denied the allegation, saying that the story is not true and that he is committed to his wife. Then in August 2011, he was accused of punching a female bus driver in the chest and pelvic area after he attempted to board a private party bus in Cleveland, Ohio. The prosecutors decided to charge the actor. No, I'm sorry, not to charge the actor. A couple of months later, Fox launched a counter suit against the female bus driver, saying he has lost jobs because of the media attention surrounding the lawsuit and that he had received public hatred, contempt, ridicule, and shame. Two shows from different networks have received similar good news on Friday. Showtime has picked up The Borges for a third season, while TNT has given a fifth season order to Southland. The Borges will return with 10 new episodes in 2013. Showtime Network Entertainment President David Nevins announced that the production for the new season of the Jeremy Irons starring series would begin this summer in Budapest, Hungary. As for Southland, which also gets a 10-episode order, is expected to return in February of next year. Sean Hodesy recently shared what could be highlighted in the new season. I don't know how many of you guys watch The Borges or Southland, but they're very, very good shows. So good for them that they've been picked up again. Vivica A. Fox is heading back to television. The actress is set to star alongside Bill Bellamy in TVS' newest series, Mr. Box Office. The network has ordered 104 episodes to be completed over a two-year period, and it will focus on Bellamy's character, whose career gets put on hold to fulfill a community service sentence at an underprivileged high school. Fox is set to play a history teacher. Right now we have here 13 minutes left within the hour. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out, for all you Beyonce fans, she just added a new show at one of Atlanta City's newest hotels and casino. And Lindsay Lohan has finally settled her dispute with the Betty Ford worker who claimed that she was violent toward her. All those stories coming up in the next 15 minutes, so stay tuned.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Nancy O'Dell here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, then it becomes everybody's business. So please plan ahead. Call a cab or designate a driver before the party starts. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now, we have 9 minutes left within the hour. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m., I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, and pop culture. If you'd like to make a comment about any of the stories that I mentioned so far, please give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656. And press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Over the weekend, Business Week reported that Oprah's highly talked about and much scrutinized network, OWN, is approaching a mega loss of $330 million since its debut. Despite a recent rise in ratings with shows Oprah's Life Class and Oprah's Next Chapter, it appeared that the network is teetering on the edge of failure. Discovery, which puts in 50% of the startup money, equaling $600 million, is said to be riding its losses. One Wall Street analyst called the channel the most successful failure in television today. Oprah told CBS last month if she was to write a book about it, she might call it 101 Mistakes. The struggling hasn't been easy. In March, OWN laid off some 30 employees, along with giving Rosie O'Donnell's talk show the boot in effort to get its financial house in order. To her credit, Oprah did say that OWN may not reach its full potential until 2014. Beyonce fans are in a tizzy over recent news that the new mom will add a fourth show to her Memorial Day weekend concert series in Atlantic City. According to her official website, due to overwhelming demand, Beyonce will perform on Monday, May 28 at Revel, making it a complete four-day stop in the coastal city. When tickets originally went on sale weeks ago, fans snagged them up without hesitation, selling out in a matter of minutes. This time around, tickets go on sale to fan club members on Friday, May 11, with the remaining tickets to go on sale to the general public on Monday, May 14. Revel is Atlantic City's newest hotel and casino. A beef performance will be the first for the hotel, which costs a reported $2.4 billion to build. The venue holds exactly 5,000 seats. Singer and actress Heather Headley and British actor Lloyd Owens will attend a photo call on, they did attend a photo call on Tuesday in London, England, to promote the new musical, The Bodyguard. Set to open on December 5th in London, the play is based on the Warner Brothers 1992 film of the same name, which starred Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. The production will feature Houston hit songs, including I Have Nothing, Run to You, and I Will Always Love You. Tony and Grammy Award winner Headley will star as Rachel Moran, while Lloyd will portray Frank Farmer. Previews of The Bodyguard, a new musical, will begin on November 6th at the Adelphi Theater, leading up to the opening on December 5th. Lindsay Lohan has settled a dispute with a Betty Ford worker, according to reports. The actress, who was accused of being violent with a member of the staff at the rehabilitation clinic in 2010, is said to have reached a settlement with the employee. Lohan said at the time that she was provoked by the alleged victim, Dawn Holland, and may have injured her in self-defense. Holland sued the 25-year-old following the incident where she was allegedly opposed to taking a breathalyzer test. Now, according to the prosecution, Lohan appeared intoxicated at the time of the incident, and Holland, now known as Dawn Bradley, says that the actress grabbed her right wrist, twisting and pulling it for about 8 to 10 seconds. TMZ now reported that the case has been resolved for an undisclosed amount. It emerged last week that Lohan had escaped criminal charges for her alleged hit and run in March. The actress was accused of striking nightclub manager Tara Kamal with her car and driving away from Sawyer's Club in Hollywood on March 13. However, prosecutors have cleared Lohan's name after a video documenting the incident failed to show any collision between Kamal and the vehicle. And Tim Burton has offered more details on the possible sequel to his 1988 horror comedy, Beetlejuice. When asked about the involvement with Beetlejuice 2, Burton told Collider that he will take on the project as long as he likes writer Seth Graham Smith's work. The director also revealed that he plans to take a short hiatus before working on his next project, saying that he thinks he should take a break. It's kind of embarrassing that he has 3 movies this year, and he said he's sick of it already. He's sick of him already. Burton is releasing his latest collaboration with actor Johnny Depp in Dark Shadows, which opens up on Friday, May 11. His animated feature, Frankenweenie, is due for release in the fall, while Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, for which he is the executive producer, comes out in June. Graham Smith, who wrote the screenplay for Dark Shadow and both the novel and script annotation for Abraham Lincoln, was personally chosen by Burton to pen the Beetlejuice sequel. Both Graham Smith and Burton had met with Keaton, who is keen to participate in the sequel. It is unknown which other stars from the original film will return should the project go through. And for the last story of the day, Chaka Khan is lobbying to become an X Factor U.S. age judge, according to reports. Khan reportedly took an interest in joining Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid on the X Factor judging panel and instructed her representative to contact the show producers. Khan had apparently told several insiders that she'll be a perfect fit for the X Factor, given her 40 years of experience in the music industry. It is not yet known if she is actually being considered by the Fox reality series producer. Britney Spears and Debbie Lovato are both believed to be in final negotiations to join the X Factor as judges, but no confirmation has come yet. The two would be replacing Nicole Scherzinger and Paula Abdul, who departed the X Factor at the conclusion of the first season in December. The X Factor USA is due to return to Fox later this year. Right now, we have here 3 minutes left in the hour. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned into the show today. I'd like to thank Delicious Talk. I'd like to thank the guest that was in the chat room. And most important, I'd like to thank Greg Mocker for calling in and tuning into the show today. Well, you know what? I'd like to take this time out to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day, and also to wish happy Mother's Day to my mother and sister as well. You have been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Tune in next week when we do it all over again. Take care, have a great week, and stay safe. See you next time.